Now, a question we often ask our correspondents around the world, and I'm probably as guilty as any, is what is the mood there? Well, the answer is often determined by who the correspondent has spoken to and what websites or newspapers are saying. But now they may get some help from a new bit of technology. A British university says it's designed a computer program that accurately assesses the mood and reactions of a nation. Well, here to tell us more is the BBC's Twitter expert, Sylvia Costello. And Sylvia, how does it work?
Well, it's sentiment analysis, really, which is nothing new in itself. It's taking a lot of text, what people have written, and trying to get to what the subjective feelings are behind it. Does someone like President Putin or President Obama? What's different, or what has become different in the last years, is with Web 2, we've all become publishers, we're putting so much text online, and there's just so much data to be crunched. So the challenge is finding software that can really get to the root of why, who do people like? And if I say I like President Putin, that is quite easy and machines can do that. But if I have a slightly longer post, or if I like something on Facebook or retweet something, what does it really mean about what I think subjectively? And I mean, this is nothing new. Companies have been doing it for quite a while. I mean, in 2010 at the UK election, there was quite a lot of crunching, sentiment crunching after the big sort of TV debates. You know, did people like Gordon Brown? Did they like Nick Clegg? And the question really is, how good, how accurate can machine be?
And I was also reading that it could be used to determine an authority's response to crime.
Yes, well, absolutely. It has all sorts of uses. The University of Loughborough that's behind it think it can help with social unrest. So they talk about the England riots and, you know, sort of the Arab Spring and all these protests that are gathering momentum sort of online. And they can sort of determine the hotspots, or maybe find out when people are really angry, so that there can be a better response in terms of services and in terms of crime. And of course, when it comes to marketing, finding out what products people like or how they respond to certain campaigns, you know, that can really get the money rolling in. So, you know, watch this space. There's a lot of sentiment analysis going on online.
All comes down to business in the end. Many thanks indeed, Sylvia Costello, the BBC's Twitter expert there. And you can follow us on at BBC Breaking, which now has 7 million followers, I read earlier this week.